Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Gabby Reece Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. My guest today is just me. Merry Christmas. And I'm doing a solo podcast for this holiday. I just sort of thought I could talk about, first of all, some of my favorite podcasts from this past season and direct you to them if you're looking for certain information and just kind of what's my go-forward strategy. I think all of us use this time of the year to just build upon, reflect, and I always feel like we have a little extra juice moving into the new year about like, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm certainly no different. And I want to start with, I just got off an interview talking about certain attachment styles, and it got me thinking about how we all have our own stuff. And from, you know, childhood, whether it was conscious or subconscious, and things that have been imprinted on us, the way our nervous system responds, there's just a lot of things. And from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, I celebrated my 26th wedding anniversary this year. I have three kids that, you know, they're doing okay. And I want you to know that it's the constant process of trying to improve and figure things out. And I don't mean self-improvement, biohacking, measuring. I'm talking about the stuff deep inside. And that's just going to be the continued attitude in which I go into the new year, which is to really take a look at my own stuff and figure out ways that I can move that, identify those things, those reactions, those impulses, those patterns, and continue to try to move those out so that I can live more freely, just more making choices from the place of desire and want and curiosity versus fear. Whatever the million things that we do, because that's our continued homework. So let's just start there. I'm going to keep working on my own bullshit, let's just say. Because there's always, oh my gosh, it's great. It's exciting. It's kind of never ending. And I was just talking to Jen, who I work with, who works on this podcast, has been my friend for 30 years. And, you know, I was like, what do you want me to talk about on this podcast? And she was sharing that I think given, especially the world we're in now, wars and a lot of yelling and people, feels very combative, at least in the digital world. And then obviously on the world stage, there are really very serious things going on. And she said, you know, what it makes her feel like when she has positive interactions with people throughout the day. And we certainly can't control other people, but we definitely can control ourselves. I went to a store the other day with one of my daughters, and I'm busy like all of you, and I ordered ahead. And so, you know, you just pull up, you put your space number in, and then they come out. And I got out of the car and greeted the young man who was putting the stuff in my car. And I always address people, sir or ma'am, at work. Okay, that's for another time. And I was like, hey, sir, how are you? How's your day going? And he's like, oh, okay. And I helped him load the stuff in the back of the car. And my daughter's like, why did you get out? Like, the whole point is like, you drive up. And I said, because for me to spend 30 seconds to go out and acknowledge another human being and ask them how their day is, especially somebody who's working really hard and maybe not the most fun job in the world, it takes nothing on my part. And maybe I could participate and being just a better part of this person's day. And that's what Jen had said. She was like, you know, when I drive and someone like waves me in and lets me in, she's like, this makes me feel really good. And so going into the new year, if you don't already do it, I simply invite you to be a part whenever you get the chance, big or small. These don't have to be revolutionizing acts. A simple hello, a simple allowing someone to go first, taking their cart back as you're going into the market. I think that everybody feels this way. And the more we can have those interactions, that when the stuff that is truly out of our control, right? Like right now, this war in Israel is not in my control. So I can have compassion. And there is nuance around this topic that I want to keep learning and listening and simultaneously parallel pathing the things I'm in control of. My everyday life, how I can show up for my partner, my friends, my kids. And I also think it's confusing, right? Like there's a lot of suffering. We see it. And then how can I experience joy and happiness in my day-to-day life? And we can feel guilty for that. We can feel shamed for that. And I understand the impulse, but if it's not in your control, so when something comes up where you can donate or give or be of service, that is in your control. Take that opportunity. But if sometimes it's just a daily practice of simply being as kind as you can with every person you're interacting, I don't think we give that enough value. We think it always has to be monumental. And I don't think that's really the case. I think there's more opportunities each day than the monumental ones. And so I just want to kind of encourage you, remind you. And I heard something that Larry shared with me. That's a gentleman, Sadhguru, shared. And he said, and I put this on a podcast with Elijah for my counter talks, but the most irresponsible thing we could do in our life is to be depressed. Now, having said that, are there people who suffer from anxiety and depression clinically? For sure, of course. However, when we can take the approach that the most responsible thing we could do is to play, is to show that our life is a gift and that by playing, we're showing that we're enjoying it and doing it. I have a very difficult time with this. And so I just want to remind you that simultaneously to acknowledging that there is great suffering in the world, what is in your control, and that's on us. And just to invite you that if you can be joyous and create joy for others whenever, that's a pretty great start. So I will start with that. I'm going to recommit to this idea going into the new year. As far as a strategy for my self-care and fitness, I'm pretty good at this, but I'll just kind of highlight the things that I'm doing that I'll try to continue to adhere to that seem to be pretty supportive. One is community. I've, you know, tried to spend quality time with the people that I am close to. Because even though life is busy and we're all over the place, you know, being connected to my children, I sit every morning with Laird when he's in town or I'm in town, which is often. And we just have 15 to 30 minutes. I get up a little earlier and he's up before me. And we just sit together and share coffee and share conversation. And that's how I start my day because I have that opportunity. And if you have somebody maybe that you're with, if you got up 10 minutes earlier just to hang out with them. And by the way, I wake up very differently than Laird. I don't wake up like, yeah, let's get it. He wakes up when his feet hit the ground, he's ready to take on. He talks louder than I do. I'm like, whoa. But I will say it really over time adds to the feeling of connection and checking in with somebody. And in that moment, you know, maybe we'll talk about our kids, but maybe we won't. And we do have work and businesses together. Sometimes we talk about it, but usually it's just a place to connect as kind of two human beings. And that really has been a supportive practice. If you have children, I will say, and you'll hear this over and over, driving in the car, that time in the car, they really are talkative. They share their day, how their relationships with their friends are going, what happened on a sports team. If they were mean, if someone was mean to them, just kind of their overview. And I've learned to take this time because I'm going to be out of it soon, to just listen. I try not to fix everyone's problems in that time. I do it in my mind, but I don't say it to them because I want them to share their lives with me. And you can do that even, you know, with someone you're with, a friend or a partner. It's like, using that time in the car, not necessarily to always listen to something, even music or a podcast, but just to visit and stay connected. And we live in a world that's, there's a lot of access, right? I have a million things I'm trying to learn. I have books I want to listen to. I have podcasts that I love and even just some cool music. But sometimes just that quiet, even when I'm by myself, is really powerful because it's right. It's retuning into them or getting that space. My friend Becky was sharing that lately she's been driving alone quietly because she's trying to hear her voice of like, hey, what's next? What do I want to do? Because it's in there. But if we can create that quiet to keep tapping into it, I think it gives us a better chance to create a roadmap that will lead us based on, you know, decisions of what we're doing to a place that reflects, you know, who we are and maybe and what we want. So I'll continue to do that. The holidays, I love gathering and I love the gift of the holiday, but you know, the theater around the holiday I'm not great with. So I will continue to try to be more joyous around all of that. It's because I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I mean, a Christmas tree is beautiful, but at the end, I just care about the people. I really don't care about the theater. However, I do have a family. They love it. And now that my kids are bigger, you know, playing Santa was fun, but now that they're bigger, I'm like, okay, let's just eat together. But I'm still going to participate in the theater because it seems to make them happy. But at times, I mean, I can remember feeling like, oh, I just have to get through this time. And I have a kid who has a birthday on the first. So it was like, okay, if I can just get over the finish line, like put Christmas on, get through New Year's, put a party on, I'm good. And so I'm trying really hard not to do that quite as much, but just enjoying the chaos that is the holidays. And as far as my care, my food, my sleep, my movement, I know if you live in a colder place, it is harder. I totally honor that. However, you know, it's not making the holiday start when Thanksgiving started. It's like, okay, there's Thanksgiving Day. Now I go back to my routine to the best of my ability. And then it's Christmas Day. So yeah, great. You're eating who knows what kind of weird, you know, peppermint bark at 6:30 in the morning on Christmas Day. Great. Do it. Who cares? But it's not sort of just foregoing everything. So when the nights that you can still get back to sleep, great. If you have kind of office celebrations and things, it doesn't have to be, you know, drink a ton of alcohol each time. Pick the one with the people that's the most fun for you that you do want to celebrate. Because, you know, it's like all that drinking, all the mindless eating, it really catches up with us. So I'm going to continue with my regular schedule, not perfect. Not on Christmas Day, but I will continue my training and trying to get to bed when I can. The big thing for me is separating dinner from my bedtime, if you can do it. Now, listen, if you're having a big blowout with 30 people from your family and that's badass and you're eating at 8 and going till 10:30 and talking and doing that, fantastic. That is worth it, that quality connection time. But otherwise, I have found what really helps me maintain things besides eating real food, not a big surprise, is how early can I eat to separate from my sleep? Because not only is my sleep better, but if you want to talk about body composition, I just love using that term, weight management, weight loss, whatever we're calling it, this is really helpful. There's no reason we need a snack at 10 o'clock at night, people. I just think get it. In lieu of, replace it with something. Go get some water, you know, read a book because that always knocks everybody out. We don't need a snack at 10. We're bored and that will kick your butt in a whole and interesting way. So I adhere to kind of best practices that I do during the year and I try to keep it as close to that during the holiday. And again, I do honor that when it's cold out, it's like, who wants to go for a walk? Think, you know, stationary bike for 20 minutes, go on, you know, every minute on the zeros, sprint for 20 seconds. It all accumulates in your favor. So it doesn't have to be death-defying and hours long and brutal. It just has to be kind of strategic and consistent. So if you can do that, if you do, like, for example, stationary bike, 20 minutes. Every time it's a zero, you sprint for 15 or 20 seconds, genuinely. Okay. Spin, great, oh, zeros, here we go again. All these things, I think, really, really, really help us out. As far as the vitamins I'm taking, if I'm traveling, I will boost up on my D. if I feel a cold coming on, a trick I've been doing from my friend has taught me is I will take 30,000. I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm sharing what I'm doing is I will take 30,000 IUs of D and then I won't take it for about 10 days. So if I feel, you know, especially, you know, you get run down, you're eating sugar, you're in cold weather, it comes, I do my D, my B12, my multi, magnesium. And I forget a lot of my supplements. So I'm doing my magnesium and then occasionally if I need, you know, more for sleep, I will use a THC gummy or something like that. That's for sleep. I take it, you know, 30 minutes, an hour before sleep, and that does seem to help. But the magnesium is really helpful. And then protein. I have learned over and over, and whether you're male or female, but especially females, the importance of getting enough protein. You know, 35 grams at a meal. If you can get the first and last meal and win those, great job. And it's sort of per ideal body weight, a kilogram. It's impossible. I weigh 180 pounds. I'm not eating 180 grams of protein. So I don't even bother worrying about that I'm missing it. I'm just trying to be aware and conscious and do the best I can. Okay. So I really think real food is the best. At times I will supplement with a protein powder. But just keep trying, really, really, really trying, especially during the holiday season where it's like just carb heaven. Who doesn't love a good carb? And for the men, you know, they always say we need more protein, females, men need more fiber, and just to keep seeing if you can get that movement in, time under tension. It's just keep trying. That's all we can do. I started walking. I love Knees Over Toes, Ben Patrick, and I have his program. But sometimes I'll just literally go on my treadmill, walk backwards on it, and carry one dumbbell so I can hold on with the other and then switch it from one side to the other to try to make it a little harder. So just get creative and have a little bit of fun with it. On the meat side, I know we're all trying to get better, higher quality meat. I will share brands. I don't work with them, but I do order from them. Force of Nature. I love them. I did an interview with their CEO. They have lots of different types of meat that so you can do ground, you can do other things that's how already you're cooking. It's not gamey. Really high quality. They'll mail it right to your door. And Maui Nui Venison. Again, I do not work with these companies, but this is what we order for our house if we're looking for those best practices where we're trying to get high quality meat. So Maui Nui is really, really good. And again, it's not gamey. They'll mail it to you. And I think they do a great job of their business practices. So those are some ways that I'm doing it. I go to the farmer's market. One of my daughters actually goes. Now that's one thing cool about as your kids get older. So just trying to get that produce, you know, every 2 or 3 days, if it's reasonable. If that's too crazy, just do the best you can. And, you know, again, plan it out. Like, what are we eating? Try to gather when you can. If you have a roommate, I know it's hard to cook for one person. So if you're solo, then cook a big thing that you like, and then great, now you have it for 3 or 4 days. So I just want to remind you that these little things all accumulate. And so maybe that makes it easier in another way. Mapping out the new year, I am going to be adding more long movement, so long cardio. I really have kind of gotten away from that. I broke my toe about 2.5 months ago, and then I just watched my cardio kind of fall off. So I think I'm going to use this to get outside more, go on hikes. I know, can't say I'm saying that word, but just sort of implementing a little more of that. I'm consistent with my resistance training and pool, so with my sauna, but just trying to make sure I'm on that a little more so I kind of round out my practice. This podcast is brought to you by Lumi. Now, if you haven't heard about Lumi, it is a game-changing whole body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on your pits,
but everywhere, even your feet, your privates, everywhere that we have odor. So no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day. Yeah, all day long. And thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula, they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews. So you're not going to be the first one, but if you haven't checked it out, they have a great offer for you today. And if you want to make the switch to Lumi, I'll tell you how to do it. I learned about it from one of my girls. They're way savvier and pay way more attention to these things than I do. And I bought her Lumi over a year ago. And then I was sent some of the product myself. I personally really like the body wash. But again, it was created by an OBGYN and it's clinically proven to block odor. And it's like, how do they do that? Well, so unlike some other deodorants that try to mask it with fragrance, which I don't love, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So it's like a pre-odorant, but it's baking soda free and paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe use in all the areas of your body. So head to toe, you can be confident. If you'd like to check it out, they have Lumi Starter Pack. It's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash. So maybe you're traveling and you want to bring your own stuff with you and or deodorant wipes. I like this one. You can throw this in your gym bag and you've got these wipes. And of course, they offer free shipping. Here's how you do it. All you have to do is go to LumiDeodorant.com and go ahead and put in the code Gabby, and they will give new customers $5 off the Lumi Starter Pack with this exclusive code. So head to LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant. And put in the code Gabby for your $5 savings at LumiDeodorant.com. This podcast is brought to you by Shopify. I know you've heard about Shopify because they power 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and a little brand I know called Laird Superfood. And that's why I love talking about brands like this, because we've worked with them personally for years. Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because as you know, when you can start out a certain size, then businesses grow, and so Shopify can grow with you no matter what you need. So if you're just starting out and you have, you know, things like launch your online shop stage right in the beginning, to first real life store stage, all the way to, hey, did we just have a huge hit, $1 million order, things like that. Shopify is there to help you grow every step of the way. And something I love about them, they help turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And that's really big, because what are we talking about? That's right, we're talking about sales. So if you are interested in Shopify, you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Gabby Reese. And Gabby Reese is in all lowercase letters. Go to shopify.com/Gabby Reese now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. So if you're into selling protein powders, supplements, beautiful items, apparel, whatever you're into, Shopify is there to support you. That is Shopify, shopify.com/Gabby Reese. This podcast is brought to you by Neurohacker. I personally have been taking Qualiamine for over 6 months now when I got introduced to this product. You know, I like to try everything before I talk about it. And of course, I was curious because it has to do with supporting cognitive function and memory. And for me, you know, I have the eating down pretty good and the moving consistently. I've got that. But it's just the lists, like life. It feels like at times the lists kind of are closing in on me. And I don't know about you. It's like when you start forgetting things like, oh, I forgot that at work and I actually misplaced my keys today. Things that for me, I don't normally do. And so I'm always looking for interesting products that can support me that way. And Neurohacker combines 28 of the most research-backed neurotropic ingredients on earth into the ultimate brain fuel formula, and that's Qualia Mind. And people have been taking it for years and really seeing the difference. What I really appreciate too is that it's research-backed. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are really meant to complement one another. So like I said, with the research, they're factoring in each ingredient's effect on supporting mental clarity. I will share with you also that I took the Senolytics. They have a 2-day program, and it made me feel, for me personally, just kind of this homeostasis. And if you've never tried a product like this, it's backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee. So you have almost 3 months to really try Qualia Mind for yourself at no financial risk. And then you can say, hey, how do I feel when I take it, when I don't? Because I think that's the most important thing. I think we can share things with each other, but we have to know what works for us. So if you really want to see for yourself, all you have to do is go to neurohacker.com. This way you can find out for yourself really what the best brain formula on earth can do for you and your mindset. So that's neurohacker.com. And if you go /Gabby, you'll get up to $100 off your Qualia Mind. And as a listener of the Gabby Reese Show, you can use the code Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, at checkout for an additional 15% off any purchase. So that's neurohacker.com, neurohacker.com/Gabby, and use the code Gabby at checkout for an additional 15% off to experience life-changing mental performance from Qualia Mind.
I want to share some of the shows that I think I'd love to highlight and share with you. So happiness. And obviously we know that's something you just feel throughout your day. It's not a place we land on, no matter what you're seeing online. It's just something that flows in and out. And I did an interview with Robert Waldinger on happiness. And what it really comes down to on the Harvard study, it's connection. So we spend a lot of time working and chasing and trying to, you know, either create an identity, live by an identity, accumulate wealth, whatever that is. But the importance of not a ton of people, just a few good people that you know you could call if something happened. So I just want to remind you that in this show, all the conversations I have, whether it's about calories, metabolic function, microbiome, it's still always about stress management and feeling connected to somebody, no matter what. And I think in this day and age, people are feeling more and more isolated. So reach out. I know it's uncomfortable, but keep reaching out. Another favorite guest, who's one of my favorite people, is Byron Katie. It was important for me. Katie has helped me a lot in my life and the struggles that I've had. We've gone through some things as a family. But I will say, if you don't know about the work by Byron Katie, it's really about self-inquiry. So is it true? Can I know it to be true for sure? Who am I when I think those thoughts? And who would I be without that belief? And within the work, they have all kinds of exercises and you write it all down and you do things called the turnarounds. This has been one of the most helpful tools for me, period, as a parent, as a wife in business. And we always say, what would you tell your younger self? It's like, oh, I'd say, don't take it so personal. And I think when you can practice the work and practice self-inquiry, we realize how much we live in the stories in our head. And I'm, you know, fighting that all the time. And so I just want to highlight that show or that program, because it could be great going into the new year, sort of just having that in your mind as a go-to. It's not about getting it right or perfect. It's about having a resource or the consciousness to go, oh, wait, I think I'm in a story right now. And how do I maybe get out of this? And so I just want to talk about Byron Katie, the work. For people interested in hormone health, I did a male show with Dr. Kyle Gillette, and I did a women's health one with Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And it's just this idea too that, and Dr. Michael Greger talks about this, that sometimes we go through all of these things and everyone just chalks it up to like age or my genetics. And certainly you've heard enough about epigenetics, where it's really just turning off and on certain switches with our lifestyle, but that it is in our sentence. Like, we don't have to suffer through different phases and changes. We can be proactive in supporting our health, whether it's changing our nutrition or when we go to sleep, or even, you know, Dr. Mary Claire Haver will talk about, you know, hormone therapy for going through menopause. So I just want to encourage you, if, you know, you've been going through some things, that we don't have to suffer, and don't buy into, well, you know, I'm in my 30s now, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s. It's like, it's total bullshit. So yes, aging is inevitable and certain things are easier in your 20s, but I don't think that suffering or high suffering has to be part of it. So I just want to encourage you there. I did a beautiful podcast with Susan Casey. She wrote a book called The Underworld, and the book is extraordinary, and her conversation is just really thoughtful. And Susan's a really intelligent, adventurous, wonderful author. And if you did not hear the one with Susan Casey about The Underworld, I really encourage you. Going back to the hormone, Dr. Sarah Hill. So if you're female, or you have a daughter and there's consideration around birth control, what are your real options? What are the long-term effects? And she's really, really helpful in that. Brain health. A lot of people, if they're dealing with a parent or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia, Dr. Dale Bredesen is a great resource for what treatments are out there, what we can do now, how we can prevent certain things. And if somebody's sort of already been diagnosed, I find him to be a really powerful resource. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I talk to people all the time that they know somebody or they're navigating it with somebody in their family. So I want to highlight Dr. Dale Bredesen. For your gut health, Dr. Ben Bickman. Ben's just great. He's clear. He's concise. He's a little bit harsh. And if you haven't been introduced to his work, I want to highlight Dr. Bickman on the podcast. I think he just does a really great and clear job. And finally, on the shows from 2023 is a very serious and heavy podcast I did with Colin Campbell. He wrote a book called Finding the Words. And it's an important book, and it's an important conversation, because Colin and his wife were driving in their vehicle with their two teenage children, one son, one daughter, and they were hit by a drunk and drugged driver who killed his children. And he doesn't call it an accident. He's like, this could have been avoided. So he wrote this extraordinary book about going through the experience. So he maps it out for the griever who's gone through great loss, down things like your neighbor comes over, they want to take away your pain, they're really uncomfortable. So they say something like, yeah, I know what it must be like because of my mother, you know, I just lost her at 102. It's like, people say really weird and uncomfortable things in an effort to take away someone else's grief. So he writes a roadmap about all the feelings, all of them, about going through loss, and then even gives the people who are trying to support the grievers things like, hey, listen, invite me for a walk. But when the moment comes, you could invite me on a Tuesday, but when Wednesday comes, maybe I don't feel like going. But he's like, don't stop inviting me. So he gives it from his point of view as somebody who has had the loss, but he also supports the people who really want to be helpful in a real way to somebody going through this. So I highly suggest Colin Campbell's Finding the Way. It's kind of mind-blowing, his ability to be so direct about his experience and capture it in words, I think is really a beautiful tool to help so many people who are going through that. And this idea that, like, especially loss of a child, like you don't get over that. So that's not what the goal is, right? It's how does it get better? How do you go through holidays? How do you navigate birthdays? And he's just really, really helpful. And finally, this is kind of uncomfortable, but I have a friend who had a long, he was diagnosed many years ago with cancer, with leukemia, and he just passed away last week. Young, father of three sons. His wife is my very dear friend. And I know that we know this and we go through it every single time. It's like, hey, life is short. What am I holding back on? Why am I not going for it more? Why am I afraid? You know, it's all those things that get put into crystallized focus when somebody, especially when they're younger, passes away. And all like the things that we're waiting for. And then we realize like, no, this is so precious. Sorry. So going forward in 2024, it still is the same thing that I want to talk about on this show, which is in order for me to have that perspective as often as possible, I need to try to take care of myself. And I need to, if I have old patterns from childhood or whatever, confront those. It's scary and it's okay. Even if they're really ugly, it's okay. Because your precious life, yours, it is yours to be joyous about and yours to live, but it's also the responsibility on us to contribute. And I think we have a better chance of doing that, to be of service, which is where the real goods is anyway. Because it is precious. And, you know, having my friend Travis pass away, it's like, I don't want to have those things happen to remind me. How can I really show up right now, even when everything is great, to have the awareness, not the urgency, not weird paranoia, but just the consciousness that it is a gift. And what do you want to do with that gift? And how do you want to contribute that gift to the world? Because we all have one. And again, it doesn't have to be grand. It can be those little exchanges every day with people. Those mean a lot to people. And so going into 2024, Laird's motto every year in the new year is laugh more and have more fun. And I think there's something to be said for definitely making that, wrapping all of the goals into this idea of playing more, of being more joyous. It is very hard for me to do. I am ultimately so serious-minded and measured and all of these things, but I'm going to continue working on it. And finally, you will see that we will change the show in the new year, and it will become The Long Game with me, because, you know, I'm not a hooky and sort of like do these three things and how to lose weight in 5 days and all this stuff. I've just been around a minute, and I just know that that's, and I understand the value of that, because it gets people like, I'm an impulse. I want to check that out. But everything I want to talk about, it's like, whether it's your health, your relationships, your businesses, whatever it is, I look at everything as a long game. So what choices and decisions and things can I do today that feed into this long game? Having said that, it doesn't mean you're not going to have, you know, four or five different chapters of your occupation. I don't mean staying in everything forever. It doesn't mean that you're going to be in one relationship or one marriage. That's not what I mean. I just mean feeding the long game. And so I want to share with you that I'm doing that just to make it really clear. Like, what is the show about? What are the conversations about? And it's just tools to help us play that long game a little easier with a little more strategy, or just, you know, guides, because it's hard and it's confusing and overwhelming. And I don't think that's getting easier. So with that, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I will see you in the new year. And I wish you, do you remember when 2020 you came and you're like, oh, 2020, we'll have 2020 vision. And then all hell broke loose. I hope that we can all participate in being part of making it a better place. So your home, your block, your community, your state, your country, whatever, your planet. Just make that part of the goal too. And from me to you, I wish you so much health and love. And I thank you for joining me on any and all of these podcasts. And I hope that they bring value to you in some way, small or large.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you want to learn more, there is a ton of valuable information on my website. All you have to do is go to GabrielleReese.com or head to the episode show notes to find a full breakdown with helpful links to studies, research, books, podcasts, and so much more. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out and send them to @GabbyReese on Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please subscribe. I'll see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Laird Superfood. In 2015, Laird Superfood was created, but it was really actually created in my kitchen by my husband, Laird. And he was always experimenting with coffees and other ingredients for performance. And lo and behold, Laird Superfood was born. And we have beautiful coffees and creamers and protein bars and other things. But one of the things I'm very excited about is our new greens product. A lot of Americans are not getting enough fruits and vegetables. Something like 85% are not getting enough vegetables and 80% are not getting enough fruit. And we need fiber. So for me personally, I'm always trying to encourage people, and I know this is Laird's philosophy as well, is real food, right? Let's try to get as much of the good stuff, the minerals, the nutrients, the macro, the micronutrients from real food. But it's hard to do. Our soil's different. People are busy. Maybe you don't know what you're getting at your grocery store. So this is a way to get it done and bridge some of those nutritional gaps. And what I also really appreciate about it, besides that it tastes good, I just do it in water first thing in the morning, then I'm done. And then I actually go and have my coffee after. But we use upcycled fruits and veggies, so things that won't go to waste. Maybe they're not really pretty, so we use them in our fruits and veggies. We use no fillers. So your body actually knows what to do with the ingredients. They know how to absorb it. There's fiber. And also, we never use any artificial or natural flavors. This is something that is harder than people realize, because to amplify flavors, a lot of times even, you know, using natural flavors is the way to do it. So I'm excited to share with you. And if you'd like to try it out, all you have to do is go to LairdSuperfood.com. And if you punch in the code GABBY, G-A-B-B-Y, 20, you will receive 20% off.